The praise song, I am a child of God, talking about the love of God to his people. But one of the things we at the end of Vietnamese New Year, a Vietnamese year, next week is a Vietnamese New Year. And usually when at the end of the year, or when we get ready for celebration, example like Christmas or Vietnamese New Year's, I always get a phone call from the police station on Richmond. They request me, you know, we'll be on the phone line. Because usually during Christmas or Vietnamese New Year's, there's a lot of Vietnamese young people aged from 18 to 30, like the newest one, commit suicide. So we try, you know, do some kind of prevention and communicate to them. And when the family can alert, and then at least we're on the phone, or sometime, example, a couple of years ago, I drive on the way, me and my wife, no, only me at that time, and the police officer drove on the way to the house and talked to these young people. We don't understand why, but it usually happened during the big event. So we understand a lot of sad people out there. A lot of people have no hope. So I'm very, very encouraged this morning when I hear the praise song, you know, understand by your love, and I am a child of God. So that's what's going on. So we know at the end of the year, especially Vietnamese year, a lot of sad people are out there. Because the people, they still do not understand the fact that God's love is real. People in the church, I hope you understand God's love is real. More important, it is a reminder to the Christian church that our message to the world is simple and needs to be proclaimed repeatedly. God loves you. So basically, at the end of the years, usually, you know, I tell the people when they in distress, I always tell them, God loves you. Because sometimes they feel depressed because of the parent, because their sibling, or whatever the reason, the pressure or the stress they face. But I want them to understand God's love them. So when we study in the book of Romans, when Apostle Paul write the letter in Rome, he present the greatest Christian apologetics ever written to the center of the known world. Paul makes it clear that he is bold to sake of the gospel. You know, Pastor Chris, he already go up to, what, chapter 5 now? Okay, on chapter 1, he said he very bold. He said he do everything for the sake of the gospel. And he also, in chapter 3, he mentioned about the depravity of humanity is our problem in chapter 3. And the redemptive of God is to save us by grace alone, through faith alone and in Christ alone. Probably that could be in chapter 6. So eventually, Pastor Chris will, you know, we explain up to that point. And God loves us is real and never fade nor change. In chapter 5, verse 8. So the words of Romans chapter 8. This morning, hopefully I had a PowerPoint. Well, it's not. Okay. I want to go over with you on chapter 8, verse 38 to verse 39. Okay. I'm going to break the cycle of Pastor Chris here because the end of the year. And something we need to understand and communicate the message. You know, maybe it happened in the family. Maybe it happened for your sibling. So we need to pay attention. And some of you go to U of H. If you check the news, why in 2019, freshman student, 18 years old, commit suicide? Is that because of the pressure of learning? The pressure of they have no hope. So maybe they put the priority in the wrong place. And a lot of people also get depressed because a lot of government officers put a hand on the Bible and, you know, sweat in. But reality, they didn't do anything reflect what the Bible said. So the young people aged from 18 to 30 get confused. And that we need to help them. So the word of Romans chapter 8, verse 38 to 39, Paul, he wrote, okay, the title of the sermon, God Minds is Make Up, He Loves You. That's it. Okay, and that's the message we need to communicate. So he wrote, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angel nor demons, neither of the present nor future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So a lot of people, you understand, they get confused. Okay, sometimes look like they don't have any people to love them. So we always have to point them back. God loves them regardless how mistake or whatever mistake they make or whatever the pressure in life they have to face. So three things I want to share with you. Number one, the human condition does not change it. Basically, God loves you, but any human condition does not change it. Family may have the conflicts. Work may have certain conflicts. And some of you, you probably a new job. And a new job, you know, after the honeymoon, a couple of weeks or 3 months of new work, and the pressure is on. Okay, all of us, we face that. And sometimes we get confused. But anyway, when you read verse 38, 39, we gain the insight on God's love that is overwhelming and life-changing. Paul, he makes it clear the human condition does not change God's love to you. You need to understand this so you can communicate a message to other people who didn't have the chance to understand God's love. When you study the book of Romans chapter 8, it reveals like the personal progression of Paul, apostle, and he brings the argument to the pick. Because when you go back and you read verse 18, he said, for I reckon, okay, verse 28, he said, and we know. And verse 38, he said, for I am persuaded. And the reason for his boldness, and he keep repeat, because he knew God's love personally. So the question this morning you also have to ask yourself, do you know God loves you personally? Not just reading or somebody telling you, but do you experience God's love personally? Because Paul, he can recall God's love him enough not to destroy him on the road to Damascus. You go back and you read in Acts chapter 9. And love him enough to graciously spare his life and to use him as apostle, called out, you know, for whatever the reason. When Paul said neither death nor life, he means that no condition between the two spectrum can turn God's love off. That reason why when I couple years ago, when I visit one of the girls, of course, I not go alone, okay? I go with a police officer. This girl is about 19, and her parents said, well, she okay every day, but somehow she cut her wrist about right here, okay? So we be able to talk to her and take her to the hospital, and after that, I went to the hospital, and of course, there's a lot of nurses around because I don't visit people just alone, especially I'm a man, you know, regardless I'm a pastor or not, but you always have to have some people with you. Okay? So these two spectrum between death and alive or life is not turned God's off about his love to you. So the human condition does not change the fact that God loves you, because God has never seen a person he did not love. Okay? From the worst sinner to the greatest saint, dead or alive, God still loves us all. So if you go back to the Bible, okay, one of the group of people, the Pharisee, and the people of Israel at that time, the Jew, brought the prostitute to him and asked him what they supposed to do. Throw rock, stone her to the death. Okay, but he saw this lady as a sinner, and he still loved to this lady, regardless how bad she was. And through his action, and he set you free, but don't do it again. Okay? And you see a lot of people in the Bible tell a lot of story, even the people with illness, sickness, disease, and he still healed them. Okay? And even for the high education person, okay, he said, be born again. So basically, regardless of high education or low education, rich or poor, he still loves the person. So the second condition, basically in the book of Romans, chapter 8, also talking about the demon cannot restrain God's love. Not only does the human condition not change it, but neither can demon restrain it. God loves you in the presence of adversary. None of us can for sure the future, basically, how things happen. We know today, we know the past. The future very much belongs to God. We set a goal, we set some target we want to achieve. But believe it or not, the success is still in God's hand. So that reason why, if we understand this, and Paul said, nor angel, nor principality, nor powers, it cannot destroy God's love. The angels here are not good angels, but the fallen angels that work in conjunction with the power of this world against the believer who are in Christ. So when I talk to some young people, I say, why, after they calm down and everything, and I ask, what exactly happened to lead you to do certain things like this? Okay, but of course, you don't ask when they're in chaos. After everything calmed down, you follow up. It always coming down to depression. It always coming down, nobody loved me. My parents does not love me. My brother and sister betray me. My friend are very much like whatever. Maybe in the young people they have some club or clique or group or whatever. But somehow this lady depressed because the whatever in the clique group no longer accept her. Something like that. But again, it coming down to her self-esteem. It coming down to nobody loved me. So that reason why when you deal or you face with these people, you need to listen to them. Okay? Regardless the world, how change or how the world turn, like some of the soap opera, the person need to understand God still loves you. And that's the key message. Okay? In the book of Mark, chapter 5, some of you already know this. Jesus met a man in the tombs, tormented by the demons. And he cared enough to save and heal, deliver, and use this demon-possessed person for his glory. Okay? So even the demon cannot destroy God's love. But the great news you need to communicate, or at least you need to understand about the good news. When God decided to love you, not even the devil in hell would change God's mind about you. So when you look at yourself in the mirror every morning, okay, regardless how low you are, you need to understand God loves you. You are the children of God. You reflect the character of God. So nobody can very much put you down and get your spirit down or mentally, whatever. Okay? And God still loves you. But third thing, when you read, it's talking about the time and dimensions cannot contain God's love. God loves you is so pronounced that time and dimension cannot contain it. Listen to Paul said, nor things present, nor thing to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. It cannot very much like prevent or destroy God's love. So what he's saying is no present or the future circumstances will keep God from loving you. In short, God loves you. So there is nothing you can do about God's love. So the reason why you cannot do anything about it, because God loves you, had nothing to do with it. God loves you because he loves you. You had nothing to do with God's love. And God, when God makes the decision to love you, his mind is made up. Nothing can turn his love off. Nothing can make his love like slow down or cease. And nothing will ever cause him not to love you deeply and personally. So this morning, what I'm trying to communicate to you, you need to experience that love. So you can face life regardless of whatever happened. You go to work, someday it's a good day. Someday it really stresses out really bad. Okay? And you know, you get tired, you work all day, you stress, you go home, and then your spouse also has a bad day too. Okay? And sometimes you stress out not only at work, but also at home. And if you had a child, and that little child really also mess up and real bad too. Okay? The only thing can hold you together at that moment in time, God's love you. And because you understand that love, so you can calm down. You can really stress. And then suddenly you look at your spouse, your children, with a different set of eyes. Under the eyes of God. And life suddenly back to normal again. Trust me, through life, not every day is a good day. Trust me, it won't happen. Some days up, some days down, and some days under certain circumstances you have no control. But always go back and remember God loves you. So that reason why when we share the message to people, you know, for the next couple of days, you will meet a lot of people at work, at the market. A lot of people look at their eyes, even though they smile, but the sadness is in there. Look at your friends, okay, or your relative, okay. Look at them, and sometimes you need to listen to them. Because I find out the people, especially this young lady, about 19 years old, before she take action, she go through like a couple of weeks or a couple of months, and she didn't know who to talk to. And sometimes that you is the one this person wants to talk to. Okay? But again, you have to keep in mind yourself, God loves you. Okay? Because when you listen to the negative for a while, but if you don't have God in you, it will put you down and make you depressed too. So you have to keep repeating, God loved me. So I want to transfer that love to you. I'm listening to you, but I'm not impacted by the negative thought. But I want to communicate regardless of circumstances, regardless of what happened, regardless of how bad it is, God still loves you. And at least I still love you. If you are the parent, if you are the brother or the sister, and that's the life we face. And that's one of the reasons why we like to go out to the market and share the gospel, because, you know, we listen to like so many stories, and sometimes we just stand there, just let them talk. They couldn't talk at home, they couldn't talk to parents, they couldn't talk to friends. And with a stranger, they talk to us, we share the gospel, the good news, God loves them, they feel good, they pray, accept Christ, and then they leave. We never see them again. But you had never known we may save a life. And that's the key. So if the person not thinking or feeling that God loves him or her, that person is wrong. Okay, if they're not thinking or feeling that. So hear the words of God through Paul and receive God's love, feel God's love, sense God's love, know God's love, take God's love, remember God's love, embrace God's love. But the always the conclusion, God loves you. So if you carry that love, experience it, so you can transfer to other people and help other people. So let's pray real quick. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much because Paul keep reminding us, especially in this chapter 8, about the good news, about God's love. So I pray that the Holy Spirit will use this message so we can bring hope to the people we had never known we may save life. We love you, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.